Thanks, Pastor Glenn. Well, welcome everybody. We're very excited to be here. It's always a great pleasure to come to New Zealand. It's a beautiful country. And today, this is a fact, there's people here who will not leave this place the same way you came in. You have an appointment with God to receive a miracle. God will do miracles here today. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still opens blind eyes. He still does miracles, still changes people's lives dramatically. And there's an open heaven for miracles here. Yesterday we had a seminar. We saw God do wonderful things. Hey, Julie.
Yes, welcome everyone. Now, I realise that majority of people here are seeing John Minister for the first time this morning. There are a number of people who have been to our meetings in the past. So I'm just going to explain how the rest of the meeting will run so you can relax and know what to expect. But firstly, to reassure you that John is a real trooper. He's got energy to burn and he can pray for everybody. So if you're willing to wait, John will pray for everyone who would like prayer. But to start with, John's going to share a word to get us focused on Jesus. And as Pastor Glenn said, Jesus is our healer, not John. But there is a great gift on John's life to see healing and miracles of every kind. So whether it's for a physical need or for your mind or your emotions, we're here to minister to that this weekend. And John will keep the word short because there's obviously a lot of people who've come needing prayer. But then he'll go into a time of calling out people on words of knowledge or particular conditions he feels to pray for first. He'll point to the person who'd like to come forward and he'll pray one-on-one for a number of people up the front here. And you will see Jesus heal people up here. And then at some point, John will pray over you in your seats. And we see the Holy Spirit heal many people in their seats without anyone laying hands on them. But here's a tip for you. Before that time, we even see people just even in the expectancy of coming to the meeting, believing in for a miracle, or as they're watching others being healed. We often see people healed in their seats of similar things or the same things that people are being prayed for in the early part of the meeting up the front here. And you can also intercept that same anointing by faith. You know, often in the Bible, Jesus was on his way to pray for somebody else and somebody would just grab a hold of him or intercept him on his way to pray for someone else and grab hold of that anointing they got healed on the way. And you could do the same in faith as John's praying for people, especially if he's praying for a condition that's similar to yours or an area of the body that's where you need a miracle. You can just say quietly to yourself, Jesus, I'll have some of that too, thanks. And we see a lot of people healed. This is what I do I'm in the seat. We see a lot of people healed that way just by the Holy Spirit, you know, responding to that act of faith and that, you know, cry in your heart. Then after a little time of that, John will say a prayer to invite anyone who hasn't yet opened their heart to Jesus to do so today. And most of us are already Christians. Most of us have already done this at some point in the past. But, you know, you might have been invited here. You might not yet call yourself a Christian, but you're desperate for a miracle, maybe looking into God. You know, there's an opportunity for your open heart to Jesus today. And everything else we're doing is that's for us the most important part of the meeting. Everything else we're doing is just pointing to Jesus, that he is who he says he is in the Bible. He's the one true God. That's why he has the power and goodness to heal. And the Bible says also Jesus is the only way to eternal life in heaven. There's nothing better than that, so we always make time for that. Then there will be a pause after that to take up a love offering for our ministry. We are a faith ministry. Then after that, the meeting will free up, so you're welcome to move around or leave or have a cup of tea if you need. Or then the prayer queue will open up and everyone's welcome to come forward or have a break and then come into the prayer queue. And John will just keep praying until everyone this morning has been prayed for. And you're most welcome to come back tonight. We'll be doing the same. So God bless you. It's going to be a wonderful day.
Thanks, Julie. Yeah, if you're patient, we'll pray for everybody. Everyone gets prayer. It's a policy. We don't want to see anyone leave without prayer. And if you didn't know the meeting might be going too long, tell the pastor or leader and say, listen, I didn't know it was going to go that long. And they'll bring you up to the front as soon as they can because we want to see you touched by God and pray for. But God heals a lot of people just even sitting in their seats and because there's an open heaven here. And the Jesus that we serve is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He still does the impossible. He still does miracles. And miracles and healing are normal in Christianity. It's part of the gospel. Jesus hasn't changed. He's the same Jesus today as he was when he walked this planet 2,000 years ago. And so, you know, in fact, just last week we were in Cairns in Australia and amazing miracles. A lady in the church was in a wheelchair for years in a wheelchair. 6 years in a wheelchair. She had really bad arthritis, so bad, all the cartilage was gone. She suffered from chronic pain. Even the painkillers could bring it down to about a six or a seven. And even to stand up, the pain was terrible. And she was in some of these places in Australia, there's a long waiting list to get surgery. So she was waiting for years for the surgery. And but last weekend, all I did was very simple. As I shared, we had a seminar yesterday. I just laid my hands on her in the name of Jesus. And then I said, stand up. And she was in shock that there's no pain. Then all of a sudden, she walked up and down, pain-free. First time in 6 years. The pastor said, well, this is amazing. Because they all knew this woman was so sick, totally healed. And another lady in the church, she had cancer treatment that wrecked all her nervous system. She said, it felt like my arms were on fire and burning all the time. For years. Chronic pain for her body. And she walked with a limp and she struggled to the front. You can see it on YouTube, by the way. This is on YouTube. Go to John Mellor Ministries on YouTube. You'll see these miracles. And she came to the front, terrible pain. And after the power of God touched her, she ran up down the church. She ran on the stage and she leapt off the stage. It's higher than this too, mind you. People don't do that who are suffering unless they have an encounter with Jesus. And there's another lady, she had multiple sclerosis, MS. For 6 years, she had a walker, and she could only stand for a couple of minutes without the walker, and she had no balance, she'd fall over, and her legs were going numb. And this lady wasn't a Christian, someone invited her. This is what I love about people who invite non-Christians. They invited her. But after prayer, the power of God touched her, and she went into shock, her legs got stronger. And you can see this on YouTube. She walked up and down the church saying, I couldn't do that before. You know, her friend pushed the walker and she walked out of the church last week. And before that, she spent an hour walking in and out, getting cups of tea and bits of bickies and that from the church kitchen, walking around. First time in years. See, something happens when we have an encounter with Jesus. We're not talking about the natural here. This is a supernatural. We serve a supernatural God. Some people live in the natural world. And yesterday we had a seminar. We went to a seminar, do a demonstration, praying for people. And just come out here, this couple here. Just come out here, this couple here. It's Brent, isn't it? Brett. Put your hand up, Brett. And a wife. Now, Brent, you came here yesterday. Where's your walking stick?
In the back of the car.
Who saw Brett? God touched Brett yesterday. And Brett, you were running around.
Yeah, I just see it was out there.
Now, how long had it been since you've seen your husband run?
Probably about 10 years.
Now, Brett, I mentioned the lady last week with MS. You've been suffering from MS.
Yes.
Did doctors say you'd ever improve?
No.
Did they say you could be running around?
Definitely not.
But isn't it, how long did you need a stick for?
I had it for a few months. I'd sort of been getting around without it, and I sort of have times where I need it.
But you're getting worse.
Yes.
Now, when I prayed, what did you feel go for your body?
Just an unusual sensation going down one side of the leg.
And you felt stronger after that.
Yeah, yeah. I can't explain. It was
a weird sensation.
Very weird.
That's what happened to the lady last week with MS. In fact, recently we had a medical doctor, and she had a really serious case just down at in Victoria, and she's a doctor. And you know what? We were in her church a year before, and she never came out for prayer, because being a doctor, she'd analyzed that this is incurable. Because, you know, medically, no one gets healed or improves from these diseases like this. So I was there a year before Bendigo, wasn't it? Bendigo. And she didn't come to the front, even though she saw a lady get out of the wheelchair in the meeting and miracles happen. But she got worse over that year. So this year, she came forward, was healed instantly. Instantly, her balance was restored, pain left, tingling left, numbness left, instantly, perfectly normal, a medical doctor. But some people, she didn't come the year before because she, you know, your mind can rob you from a miracle. You can analyze it all. But you're running around, mate.
Yeah.
And when you saw your husband running, what did you think? Were you in shock? What did you think?
We expected it. We believed that this
you
is what we're
believing for it.
We pulled out all the stops to get here. You have no idea.
How far did you come from?
From Hawke's Bay.
Wow. That's amazing. Hey, God bless you, mate. God bless you. So he felt a strange sensation in his leg. And then he's running. If you're a medical person or a doctor, you know people with MS don't run around churches and throw their walking stick away unless Jesus gets involved. And this lady, I bet you come out here, this lady here. Because you're at the Bex. You're at the seminar yesterday. Bex was at the seminar yesterday. And because when I do a seminar, I don't believe in just teaching. I believe you need demonstration. And so I got Bex. Now Bex, you've had a previous healing. What happened the last time you got healed?
My heart was healed from tachycardia and my lungs.
And that was last year in Christ, was it Christchurch?
Yeah.
Now, after your heart and lungs got healed, what did you do the next day?
I went up a hill, walking up a hill.
You were a mountain, a bit like bush walking.
Yeah,
up
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah.
And your husband found hard to keep up with you.
Yes.
And he never had that condition.
No.
And then, and after you had your miracle, you had an accident. What happened to your ankle?
I just tripped over and sprained it really badly.
And how long was the pain there for?
The last 8 months.
You had it strapped up, you're saying?
Yes.
What happened yesterday?
You prayed for me and God has healed it and there's no pain there at all.
It's not strapped up
anymore. No.
Wow. Hey, God bless you, Bex. Anyway, we could call other people out here, but you got to realize that Jesus does the impossible. She had a serious heart complaint. And it's good when they described it yesterday. The husband was puffing, trying to keep up the wife, and she was the one who's supposed to be sick, who got healed. But the Bible does say that believers can lay hands on the sick, they shall be healed. And I believe what this word says. This word is truth. And when you pray in the name of Jesus, something takes place. Now, today I won't preach for long. I know there are a lot of sick people here. You need a miracle from God. And we see your miracles are normal. In fact, we see here in the Gospel of Matthew, we see Jesus on chapter 5. He gave the Sermon on the Mount and he gave the Beatitudes. And after Jesus was teaching, he comes down from the mountain. And I'll take it up from chapter 8 and verse 1. It says that when he came down from the mountain, great crowds followed him. People followed him because they realized they'd either heard about the miracles or they saw the miracles and they came because they needed a miracle. And these people came, they were watching a YouTube. You know, doctors gave him no hope with the MS. You just deteriorate and deteriorate until you get so bad. And I've prayed for people in wheelchairs of this who have been healed. But people came, they heard about that Jesus was doing miracles. And they followed him. And people have come. Who's from outside of Auckland? Put your hand up here today. Who's from outside of Auckland? Wow. Put your hand up if you're from the South. Anyone from the South Island here? Wow, where are you from? Christchurch. Give me a hand, everybody. All the way from the deep South. And people said they came from everywhere because they heard about what Jesus was doing. And they followed him. And then it says, verse 2, it says, and behold. Now, when the Bible says behold, it means, hey, watch this space. Hey, something amazing is about to take place. Something extraordinary is going to happen. And behold, a leper came to him and knelt down before him. So this is quite extraordinary because in those days, if you had leprosy, you were classified as unclean. And by the law of Moses, if you had leprosy, you had to be quarantined. You had to be delegated to a place outside the city. You weren't allowed to come into a public place. If you did, the law of Moses said you could be stoned to death. So, and behold, here's this man who had this incurable disease, was willing to risk his life to get to Jesus. Because obviously he must have heard about the miracles. He must have heard about other lepers being healed. And behold, who's going to pay the greatest price, even his life, to get to Jesus? You know, God loves a desperate heart. This couple came from Hawke's Bay. The story yesterday, their car broke down. All stuff happened to them. But they had to get here. They got here. They were so desperate. Nothing was going to stop them from getting prayer yesterday. And God honored that. And behold, a leper came. And he knelt down before him saying, Lord. Now, this is quite extraordinary too, because the Jewish people wouldn't worship a man. They wouldn't worship. They'd only worship the only true God. A Jew wouldn't. In fact, the Romans had troubled the Jews because they wouldn't worship their gods, or they wouldn't worship the emperors. They wouldn't bow down to them. So here we have a Jewish man, a leper, bowing down and saying, Lord, to Jesus. Now, that's extraordinary. Because the first step to a miracle is to recognize who Jesus is. This leper had a revelation somewhere that he wasn't just a normal prophet. He wasn't just a normal teacher. He was Lord. And no normal Jew would bow down like that. We must recognize who's in this place. Jesus is here. The power of the Lord is present to heal. And he bowed down before him saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. If you're willing, you can heal me. Obviously, you heard about others being healed. If you're willing. Now, you've got to realize with this leprosy, it was a horrific disease where the flesh rotted, the nerve endings would die. People would scrape themselves. They wouldn't know they'd done it. An infection would get in. And the flesh would literally rot. The stench was, part of the reason to have them a quarantine was the stench was so bad. It was the worst. I don't know about you. If you go to America, who's been to America here? And if you go where they've got skunks, they say, don't go near a skunk. Even on the highway, a skunk that's been run over by a car, the smell, even 100 meters away, even the smell is so bad, it just gets into the air conditioning in the car. It's just so bad. Well, a leper was like that. The stench was so bad, you never go near a leper. You don't even have them go. But here's a leper coming with that stench and that filth in his clothes. And he bows down before Jesus. And here's Jesus in front of him. You think about it. And so he says, you're willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus did the unthinkable that no Jew would ever do. Totally out of their culture and their mind, the unthinkable. Jesus stretched out his hand and he touched him. I find that quite remarkable. There is no barrier between us and Jesus. The love of God, nothing can stop the love of God can touch in your life. Nothing can stop the mercy of God from touching your life. And even, you imagine Jesus would have smelt close up, the stench was so vile. But his love was so great, nothing would stop him from reaching down to that leper. See, in the Old Testament, leprosy was like a picture or a type of sin. There's types and pictures to help us understand how vile sin is. But nothing can stop the hand of God from reaching down and touching lost and broken humanity. God specializes in the impossible. God specializes in touching those who the society would think, man, those people are too hard, they're impossible, they're too bad. And maybe you think you're unworthy. Maybe you think, why should God heal me? Why should God forgive me? Well, this is the love of God. He reached out and he touched him. The stench in his nostrils, he touched him. He said, I am willing, be clean. And the Bible says instantly, the leprosy was cleansed. Instantly. Today, this morning, sometimes all we need is a fresh touch from heaven. The same hand that touched the leper 2,000 years ago, the same God that touched that man running around, medically impossible, the lady had her leg strapped up for 8 months, terrible pain. The same God can reach down and touch you today. MS is supposed to be incurable disease. Maybe you have an incurable disease. We're sharing today about a lady came with stage 4 throat cancer. I was doing a tent meeting in a park. They brought a woman, she only had weeks to live. Last stages of life, throat cancer. She was like a skeleton. She's just on the way out. And I just put my hand over her throat and prayed. I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse that cancer. You know that lady? Her throat was gone, all just wasted away, and they had she had to have fluids to be intravenously fed into her. She couldn't swallow. It was only about a few minutes after the prayer, I said, bring a glass of water. And the lady drank. You know, she went back to the doctor. They couldn't find any sign of cancer in her body. And then she put on all this weight. Sorry, lady. Sometimes when you get healed, you just put on weight. That's face the fact. And so, but you know what? Sometimes all we need is a touch from heaven. You know, it mightn't be physical. It could be depression. Could be a trauma from childhood. We're not talking about the natural. This is supernatural. The same Jesus here today, and he touched her. God would say to you, I am willing to touch you today. I am willing. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. With the power of a... Oh, what's happened, Julie?
I have to even it out, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, Julie. Julie likes everything. You can't drop a crumb on the floor at home. I tell you, a crumb! Where'd that crumb come from? But anyway, but you know what? The power of the Lord. The power of the Lord is present to heal in this place. It's Jesus. And there's somebody here. You're still haven't prayed for it before. You've got a lot of discomfort in your abdomen. Man, oh. You feel it right now. You've got it right now. Where are you? Man, can you just come out here, this lady? And after her, there's someone here. I was praying. Someone here, I don't know if it was an injury or not. You got in your neck, the pain in your neck, and the raise your arm, so painful. I'm going to call you out in a minute. Someone's got that, and God wants to release that. But just come over here, ma'am. And so what's your name?
Diana.
What's up with your tummy?
I've got anxiety and depression and fatigue, and the anxiety creates a lot of physical pain.
You feel it now?
Yeah.
Go and stand behind her. And so, church, can we pray for Diana? She needs a touch from God. And how long have you had this for, Diana?
About 15 years, but before that as well, but not the same.
So how bad's the pain? How bad's the discomfort? Yeah.
Well, it's just, I'd say about six.
Six? And has it been there every day?
It's there every day, sometimes worse than others.
Can we join our faith together? Diana is a miracle from God. Now, this is what I teach. When I pray, just relax. You don't have to, there's actually a time to pray, but there's a time to receive. So when I pray, just relax and receive. You don't have to raise your hands or pray or just let God touch you. Just relax, Diana. Let's reach out right now. Jesus, touch her right now, Jesus. God, I command all the pain together to go out, out, out. Anxiety, go right now. And her emotions too, let it go out, out, free. God, declare your peace that passes all understanding for Diana. Touch her emotions. And I command, don't pray. Just relax. I command all the pain, discomfort, leave Diana's abdomen right now. Free. 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 Diana?
I feel a lot better.
Pardon?
I feel a lot better.
Is the pain gone now?
Yes.
Give a lot of hands, everybody. And you had that every day for how long?
Oh, many years.
So was it every day for years?
Years. Sometimes it was another.
And when I was praying for you, what did you feel go through you? Any strange sensation?
No, not exactly. It just left me. There's still a little bit there. But.
And where's the little bit? God, we just pray even that little bit to go. Something's happening as we pray. The power of God. It's touching Diana and it's leaving her. Even the last little bit to go from Diana now. Free. Get your foot out, 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 out. Every last little skerrick. Like the word skerrick? How's it feel now, Diane?
I'm feeling better than ever.
Is it all gone?
Yes.
Yeah, was it painful to press in before?
Yeah.
Press in now, Diana. How's that?
Yes, much better.
Now, the pressing before, how would it have felt?
Just uncomfortable.
What's it like now when you press?
Nothing.
Give a lot of hand, everybody. Hey, God bless you, Diana. I mean, she had that every day. Every single day for years. And she had about a 6-6, and it's often even worse than a 6. But something happens when you lay hands on the sick, power flows. And somebody here, your neck, the pain and the, I don't know if you've got the both things, but when you raise your arms, man, the pain to lift your arms. Whew. It's like you're her friend. Her friend, come out here. Diana's friend's here. Are you her sister? Yes, your friend. God bless you. What's your name?
Joyce.
I like that name. I had an auntie called Joyce and a sister called Joyce. And Joyce, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with your shoulders and your neck?
It's mainly my shoulders, and it's affected my neck, and I can't lift my arms.
How far can you raise your arms?
Mainly the right arm, just to the...
Is it painful?
Yes.
So how long has it been since you could raise your arm?
Oh, about a year.
And what's, is it arthritis? What's causing this?
I think there's a rip there somewhere, they've told me, but it'll be years before I could have an operation. And I don't want that.
I want you to get this arm here. Raise that arm up, right up. What? You can't get that up too?
Well, that one goes, but I've been using this one all the time, so it's...
and so how far can you roll this one again? Raise both arms as far as you can get them. Julie? It's not a teapot, is it? Coat hanger, okay. You know, Joyce needs a miracle from Jesus. Church, can we join our faith? The power of the Lord is present to heal. Now, Joyce, just relax. And God's going to touch. Just relax, Joyce, right now. Church, let's reach out and pray. Joyce needs healing. And don't pray. Just relax, Jesus, right now. Set Joyce free. Out, out, God. Release these shoulders now. Brand new shoulder out. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Out, out, out. Off the shoulders and the neck. Set that free now. Let it go. Out, out. It's your foot, foot, foot. Off these shoulders. Brand new shoulders. In the name of Jesus. And God, release her emotions right now. Set Joyce free now. Free, free. And down her spine too, Jesus. Everywhere. The whole body. Let it go. Out, out, out. Brand new shoulders. Help her up. Oh, she's collapsing in the church. Help this woman. What's happening to Joyce? Joyce, what's happening to you? She doesn't know. Joyce. Joyce. Excuse me, Joyce. Joyce. Joyce, look at me. Woman, gentle with her, help her up, gentle, help her up, fellas, gentle, gentle. Gee, we thank you, God. Sometimes the power of God is so strong it's just hard to stand, that's all. It's a powerful anointing. And heal her emotions too, Jesus. All the grief she's been through. And turn around here, just stand back a bit, mate. Hey, Joyce, raise your arms right up. Up, 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 up. Joyce, now you can hang out the washing. How long has it been since you could do that?
I can use a blow wave.
She can now blow wave her hair. She's really free now. Raise it up again. Up, right up, 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 up. Turn around. Show them, Joyce. Show them. Joyce, you couldn't do that for a year.
No.
It's Jesus. The Bible says, lay hands on the sick. In my name, they'll be healed. Raise up again. Right up, right Joyce, where's the pain now?
Just a little bit there.
A little bit. Let the little bit go, Jesus. Sometimes there's comforts because they haven't used those muscles for so long they get stretched when they raise their arms. But Jesus, right now, even that little bit, Jesus, never, ever. Hey, just rise up again. Run up. Now, when I was praying for you, what did you feel go through you? What did you feel, Joyce?
I can't explain.
Is it weird? Have you felt that before?
No.
You know, that leper 2,000 years ago would have felt something strange go through his body when Jesus touched him. Up again. I always love their faces when God touches them, don't you? You look happy now.
And emotions. I just nearly didn't come.
You almost didn't come. What was that?
I don't know. I just accepted it.
You know what? Some people accept that. The doctor, even though the lady got into a wheelchair, miracles happen. Her brain robbed her. Many Christians, their brains rob them. They analyze everything. But we're not talking about the natural brain. We're talking about the Bible. My Bible says this. And I just believe what the Bible says. It's simple. Pain gone now?
Yes, thank you.
It was there for a year, you're saying.
Yes.
So how did it first start? What happened to you?
Well, I just couldn't, all of a sudden, couldn't move my arms. I went to physio.
What did doctors say?
Well, I had an MRI, and they said the rotator cuff was all torn, and the muscles all around it were gone.
And Jesus is giving you a brand new rotator cuff. Raise up again. Yeah. Give a Lord a hand, everybody. Hey, God bless you, man. Excuse me. It's called a John Muller handshake. Give the Lord a hand, everybody. Say it again.
This is real.
It's real, isn't it? Do you always lie on the floor in churches?
No.
You don't normally do that?
No.
Give her a hand, everybody. You know, there's even Christians in churches who've never seen a miracle. It's true. There are Christians who've never seen a miracle. And you know what happens? If Christians are taught God doesn't heal, if Christians don't see miracles, they start to believe that. But if you would just open the pages, if you'd open the pages of this book, from Genesis to Revelation, the miracle after miracle, all through the Old Testament, New Testament, and you know, Jesus said, he said, greater things shall you do. And so, you know what? And people actually believe what some people preach or teach rather than what the Bible actually says. Open these pages. What I'm doing today is not some strange, weird thing. This is gospel. This is Jesus. Why would a loving God all of a sudden stop healing? Some people say, well, the miracles end with the apostles. Well, you know what? Study church history. Hundreds of years after the apostles were dead, they're casting out demons and healing the sick in the early primitive church. Hundreds, there's accounts 450 years afterwards in the old records. You study church history. Look, that doesn't buy with me this apostle thing. Because my God's the same today as he was 2,000 years ago. And there's someone else here. It's like your neck, oh man, the pain, the stiffness. And someone else here, especially your right arm, you've got a problem with your right shoulder lifting it up as well. Where are those people? You feel it right now, ma'am. You got it now. I'll just come over here, this lady here. Which lady in the third row? oh, you come in here. You come in here, and you can sit here on the cab rank. Come out here, ma'am. Come out here. Take your hand. Turn around here. And so what's your name?
Delia.
And what happened to your shoulder?
I'm not quite sure. Just I think my muscles all down here and my arm sort of, it's just overworked or whatever.
Is it painful right now?
Yeah, it's not really, really bad right now, but it prevents me from doing my job.
Is it painful to raise it?
And I can raise it okay, but if I'm using it, it just gets sore. And
it's important to get healed. This is your rolling pin arm. You need to get healed from the right arm.
Yeah, because it kind of aches all the way down my arm.
Can we pray for this? Let me reach out right now. Let's just pray. Just relax. Just right now. Go heal all the nerves of the neck, and it's out. Now, let it go. In Jesus' name. Get off for right now. The blood of Jesus. Now, let it go. Out, out. Off that shoulder. Off that neck. Now, let it go now. Out, 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 out. Now. There's power in that name of Jesus. We don't serve a dead God. We serve a living God. The God who made the universe. Never. The blood of, I break if you curse right now. The blood of, you let it go out, out, out. Let it go now. Now. Let's help her up, fellas. Oh, man. What's going on here? Oh, what's this? Oh, ma'am. What's happened to you?
I really don't know.
You don't know?
I just, yeah.
Just try your right arm. Move your right arm right now. How's that?
It's all just a bit sore up there.
How's it feeling?
Just weak.
Is the pain gone?
I can feel some kind of something.
Does it feel weird? What's happened to your arm now?
I don't know.
Strange sensation.
Okay, it's bit, yeah, it's just, yeah.
Can you feel pain now when you move it?
No, not so much.
Do you feel pain at all?
Maybe just a bit.
God, heal her emotions right now too, God. I break every stronghold right now. Move it again. Right round. How's that going?
Yeah, that's not too bad. But it's still at the back of my shoulders.
Let it go out. Etch off, word off, word off. Swatala, free. We say right now, the blood of Jesus. I break every stronghold right now, the blood of Christ. Get off her right now. Move it now. You look a bit woozy, ma'am. She's doing exercise in church. Does it feel weird?
A little bit, yeah.
You know, God's going to keep working on you. Let me shake your hand. Give a hand, everyone. This lady here, come out here. Come out here. What's your name?
Carol.
What's up with you, Carol?
I had a accident and did my humerus, so I couldn't lift that one, and then the other one started going, so my neck and back are in disarray, but also our health things as well.
Is it painful?
Not too bad, it's just restricting. The neck's a bit sore at the moment.
So how far can you raise your arm? Show us. So you can't get further than that?
No.
Does it hurt to get it up like that, or what?
No, it just feels sore and down the back, so...
So your back, your neck, your shoulders. What's your name again?
Carol.
Can you pray for Carol? Let's reach out for Carol right now. She's right. Just relax, Carol. She's right now. God, release the shoulder right now and the neck. Set her free. Out, out, out. Off her right now. God, release this. No more restriction. No more restriction in the name of Jesus. No, and God, all the pain from her neck and her spine. No more restriction. And God, heal her emotions, God, heal the trauma. Heal the trauma. Release her now, free. God, heal the trauma right now in her soul and the memories right now. Release this woman right now. And never, ever the same. No more restriction. Brand new shoulders. Hey, turn around here. Raise your arms. Up, 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 up. Oh, is that high?
Yeah.
Right up again. Right, up, 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 higher. Up, up, up. That's high. Even more. Out. Out. 100%. Out. Up again. Right up, 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 up. That's even higher.
Oh, wow.
So, how long has it been since you get that high?
About 5 years.
If you're a physio who works in that, you know what it takes to get even some change after 5 years. Something is happening as we pray for her. The power of God is flowing through this woman right now. Power of God is surging through this woman. I decree her neck, her spine, and her emotions, every part of Carol's being now. Right up, 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 up. Look at that.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Lord.
Give the Lord a hand, everybody.
Thank you.
Now, Carol, has a pain gone?
Yes.
And you said you had a bit in your neck and your spine. Move your neck now. How's your neck feeling?
Really good.
How's your back going?
Yeah.
You can do all the housework now.
Yeah.
She's been set free. When I was praying for you, Carol, did you feel anything go through you? Any strange sensation?
I'm just really warm.
Like heat go through you?
Yeah, yeah.
Have you felt that before?
Yes, I have.
Wow. You look happy.
Yeah, thank you.
Now she's laughing. Carol's laughing because God also wants to heal our emotions. It's more than just a physical. You know, some people live in depression and fear and torment for years. And all they need is the hand of God to touch them and release them. The Lord will say to you, I am willing to touch you today. I am willing. And God's doing more than healing her physically. God's touching her emotions. A lot of stuff this woman's been through in her life. Pour it in, Lord. Pour it in, Lord. More, 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 deeper and deeper and deeper. Some people carry around stuff for years. They just keep pushing it down. But God wants to break in on your life. Wow, what does that feel like?
Oh, yeah, really good.
Oh. Jesus loves you very much.
Thank you.
Good, isn't he?
Yeah.
God bless you. Good on you. Give her a hand, everybody. Amazing God. And there's someone here, you know, when I mentioned that lady in the wheelchair with the arthritis, and she had re-advanced. She'd gotten to the stage where she couldn't really, wasn't mobile anymore. But there's someone here, man, when I mentioned that, you've got, she also needed a hip replacement. More than she needed a hip replacement as well, God gave her a new hip. And totally healed. And she was in the church for years. But someone here, man, when you walk, when you get up, the pain's so bad in your knees and you've got a problem in your hips too. Where are you? Man, you just, oh, man, that it's crunching, crunching, crunching. When you put pressure and pain, where are you? God wants to heal that. God wants to heal that. Heal that. That you, ma'am. I'll pray for you soon, mate. This lady over here, I like her top, Julie. Look at the top. Is that very cheery? It's like you're in Hawaii or somewhere, or Indonesia. I don't know. And so what's your name?
Faye.
And Faye, what's up with you?
Twice in the last sort of 10 or 15 years, I've damaged my right meniscus in my knee, the medial meniscus in my knee. It's now got age-related arthritis, so there's hardly any cartilage. And if I sit for long, it's painful.
Was it painful to walk? And to walk out here, was it painful?
No, not immediately. I can walk for a while and then it starts to get quite sore and I sometimes get stabbing pains through it.
Do you have pain right now at all?
If I do that.
You can't, okay. Okay, what's your name again?
Faye.
Can we pray for Faye? Julie, I'm getting hot. Can we pray for Faye right now? For brand new spanking knees. Do you know the word spanking? Let's pray for Faye right now. Just relax, Faye. Just right now. Got a miracle. Brand new knees for Faye. In the name of Jesus, be healed now. Free. And God, also touch Faye's emotions too. Brand new knees in Jesus' name. God, create the meniscus, whatever it is, God. Heal it right now. The cartilage. Set her free. No more pain when she walks or sits or whatever. Set her free right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Out, 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 out. Brand new knee in Jesus' name. Set her free now. Free, free, free. Never. See, God wants believers to do this. This is not just for preachers or evangelists. This is for believers. So in the Bible, some of the greatest people who prayed for the sick or miracles were the deacons. Just people who served in the churches were you know, Philip, amazing miracles. Never. Never the same again. J'aime le même for you French people. Nunca jamás será igual for all you Spanish people. Hey, Faye, just move your legs up and down. How's it feeling?
A little bit of a click in the right knee still. Let's just see if I can...
How's it going now?
That's better.
It's going down. She can scrub the floors and hang out washing. Try it again, Faye.
There's still a little bit of pain in this one, but it's significant. That is, there is still some pain toward the back.
Could you have done that before? Like that.
No. It is
something's taking place. Something taking place to her knees. They're floor scrubbing knees. They need healing. Take your partners by the knees. Heal them right now, Jesus. 100%. Try it now. Hold your hand. How's that going?
That's much better. There is.
Could you have done that before?
No.
If you'd have tried that, how would it have felt?
Well, I couldn't have got there. Mind you, it does help having a handsome man to.
Julie, what's going on here? Heal the blindness. No, she's got good eyesight. I don't look like Dave Hughes, okay, from Australia. Not Hughesy, mate. Jesus, never, never.
And the back.
And the back. Un italiano, più la stessa, per tutti gli italiani. Hey! How's that? Wow. You couldn't do that before?
No.
Try it again. Wow. Do it again. Do it again. Take your partners by the hand. Yeehaw! See, something, you know, we can have fun in church. Because we, you know, we, church should be the happiest, most exciting place in the city. You go past the bars and pubs, they're depressed and miserable. But as Christians, we can worship Jesus, can't we? So you with that damaged meniscus, you shouldn't be doing this.
No.
But you're doing it.
I'm doing it. It may mean I can get out and walk and help the weight bearing, non-weight bearing.
Wow, walk along here. How's it feeling to walk? Was it painful to walk before?
Not too bad in, on a short like this.
So, was all right. Anyway, the lady at the back there, she overtook her husband when her heart got healed. He was panting and she had lung disease and heart. She beat him. Is that true? You're telling me. The husband confesses the heart. She's the one who had the heart disease, the lung disease, and she beat him, and God healed her.
Can I ask for something else?
Yes.
About 2-3 years ago, I fell, badly dislocated my shoulder, ripped the rotator cuff, damaged the nerves. It's been repaired, and I've got movement back, but there is still, I don't have the full strength in that arm, and I've still got numbness through here that I'm on permanent painkillers for.
Oh, no. Do you have pain now?
No, it's numb at the moment because I'm on painkillers.
Wow. And so can you get full movement of it?
I don't have any strength in the grip, and it just is constantly feels like pins and needles.
Can we pray for her hand?
I can't lift my hand luggage up into the compartment when I
She can't it. Lift that's terrible. You can't lift hand luggage. She can't lift. Can we pray for this woman? Carol, isn't it? She looks like a Carol to me.
I travel with Carol, but
travel. That's Carol over there.
Carol, another Carol.
What's your name? That's Joyce. I should know that. That's Carol. Church, help me, Jesus. Can we? This woman needs healing now for her hand. Can we reach out? Come on, the power of the Lord is. Jesus, no more numbness or pins and needles. In this right hand now.
My left hand.
Oh, the left one. Left.
I just called it the wrong one.
Oh, sorry.
It's all right.
Jesus, heal his hand. Now, to set him free, Jesus. You know, Jesus makes you happy.
Yep.
Truly. The other guy makes you sad. Yep. But Jesus makes you happy. There's great joy knowing Christ. There really is great joy knowing God. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus personally, I'm going to pray very soon. You need to just open your heart and receive him. Some people know about religion. They know about God as somewhere out in the universe, but they've never had an encounter with him. Today, you can have an encounter with Jesus. Excuse me. Hey, move your hand. How's that?
It's still a bit numb. It's.
Any change at all? Free? Free.
There's less pins and needles.
No more pins and needles. No more pins and needles. No more pins and needles in Jesus' name.
Because it's mainly the nerves that need repair now.
God, repair the nerves right now. Mm. Move it now. How's that going?
It's still not.
Any change?
Let's say the pins and needles have gone, so the
Well, that's something.
The sensations have gone.
And we just pray. God, heal that nurse in the rotator cuff.
Mm.
Well, the pins and needles are gone. We pray for the rest to go too now.
Yep.
Reconnect those nerves. Create a miracle for
Faye.
So she can put her bags.
So I can travel.
She can travel. Move in there. How's that, Faye?
Hmm? Oh, hi, Carol.
A singing teacher. You can teach me to sing.
Yeah, miracles happen.
Jesus, heal her sense of humor. And her eyes. No, Jesus. What a lovely lady. See the bright top she's wearing. It's like she's going to Hawaii or somewhere, or the Caribbean. It is. It's true. Everyone's wearing black. She wears.
God healed me of that. Seriously.
Really?
I wore all black all the time.
She played football.
Just built like one. No, I wore all black all the time. God did some inner healing for me. And I've worn colour ever since.
God bless you. Now, how's it feeling now? Move it around.
not a great deal of difference.
But the tingling's gone.
But I'm anyway. The, some of the tingling's
gone. God will keep touching you, Faye. Yep. Give her a hand. And this. And mate, what's up with you? You feel it now, mate. You're suffering right now.
Yeah.
Come out here, mate. Because his hand was up before. And what's up with you?
Oh, I got a bit of uneasiness on my this hip, and especially the joint. And
feel it when you walk?
Yeah, a lot.
What's your name?
My name is Tarun.
Can we pray for this bloke? Can we reach out right now? Let's reach out right now. Just right. And so, is it arthritis? Yeah. What is it?
No, it's... it's sort of a pain which goes from here, this part of the bone.
Like sciatica or something?
Not exactly, but something similar to that, what they call bursitis or something.
Okay, it sort of comes from the hip sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we pray for him right now? God, right now, set him free. God, touch the left hip right now, that bursitis, whatever it is, God. Heal the nerve, no more pain. Right now, right in that joint and the nerves, right now from that hip, right down his leg, and set him free right now. A miracle now, free. Set him free, Jesus. Right down that left side, no more pain. Deliver this man right now. In your wonderful name, God. Let's go for a walk now. Free, free. How's that feeling, mate?
Yeah, definitely better.
Give a lot of hands, everybody. Turn around, mate. Has the pain gone now?
Yeah, it's... I mean, still that bit of tickle is there, but not the great... The pain is not there.
Isn't that good, hey? You had that for how long?
It's been there for a year now.
Wow. And never, ever the same again. How's that going, mate?
Yeah, it's been good. It's able to be.
God bless you, mate.
Thank you.
Give him a hand. Good on you, mate. Huh? You know, very soon I'm going to pray over your seats, but this, I'm going to pray this bloke here. You've come from where? Rotorua. Oh, like Rotorua.
Yeah.
You know, help him up. Oh, come over here, mate. Let's pray this bloke. And this bloke needs a miracle. And what's your name?
Alex.
And Alex?
Yeah.
What are you suffering from?
Terminal cancer.
And where's your cancer?
In my colon and spread to my abdomen and a little bit in the lungs.
Do you have any discomfort or pain or your medication?
Yeah, with my medication I get lots of nausea and lack of appetite and discomfort.
Wow, do you have any pain at all or the painkillers takes it all away?
It's okay at the moment, but I've got a bit of nausea.
Nausea.
Yeah.
Can you pray for Alex? Come all that way. He needs a miracle. We see God here, a lot of cancer. You go to our YouTube, put in John Miller Cancer, see a lot of amazing miracles. Can we reach out? This man has come in desperate faith. Let's just join. And after this, I'm going to pray over you in your seats. God's going to heal people in their seats. Then we're going to move a lot faster. So let's just pray for Alex. When I pray, just relax, mate. You've seen these on the YouTube clips, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, I have, yeah.
So people watch these clips that come in faith. They see the miracles. It builds faith in them. Yeah. Just relax, Alex. Just relax. He's right now. Touch Alex right now. Come against cancer right now in Jesus' name. God also touches emotions or the stress of going through this disease. Right now, set him free. God, I command no more pain, no more nausea from the medication. And God, even heal the effects of the treatment he's been receiving, God. God, come against all the bloating and swelling and nausea right now and even restore his appetite. In the name of Jesus, set Alex free. I command every cancer cell to die, every tumor to shrink and disappear. Set him free in the name of Jesus. Free. Free. Free in his mind. Touch his emotions. Life for Alex. Life. Life. Set him free, Jesus. Life. No more nausea. No more bloating. curse this cancer right now. Let him go out, out, out. I break every generational curse right now. The blood of Jesus set him free. Free. Let him go. Let him go out. Out. Let him go out, out, out. That's your word. Let him go out, out. Let him go now. Off his body in the name of Jesus. And God, peace for his mind too. God, peace. Come against the turmoil and the stress having this disease. Thank you, God, for healing power flowing through Alex right now. His emotions, his body. Alex, hey mate. What are you feeling now, mate?
Calm.
And how's your tummy feeling?
Bit better, yeah.
Improvement?
Yes.
Do you still feel nausea?
Just a bit of discomfort still, but I feel more calm.
Wow, geez, something's happening more. See, it's more than the physical. It's also, imagine the stress of being diagnosed with this. God wants to also touch us emotionally as well. So God, even more in the effects of medication as well, Jesus, no more nausea. Break fear and anxiety right now, peace. And after I pray, many times the healing anointing keeps flowing. Keeps flowing, it's amazing. Deeper and deeper. And strength too for his hand. Is that from the treatment, was it?
No, this is pre-birth disability.
Jesus, and also from his pre-birth disability, his leg, strengthen the leg. Strengthen his leg and his hand.
From the brain.
I break free masonry too, and touch his brain too, Jesus. I break any curse of free masonry off him too, Jesus. The blood of Jesus. How's it feeling now, mate? What are you feeling?
Very, very calm.
Very calm?
Yeah.
Give a Lord a hand. You know, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. When our mind's in turmoil, he calms the storm. The storm's over our soul. And how long has it been since you've sensed this peace, this peaceful?
Long time.
Years?
Yeah. Yeah.
It feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
See, some of us just need a touch from heaven. Some of you here today, you've got a turmoil in your mind, and stuff that's anxiety and stress. You too just need a touch from God today. How's your tummy feeling?
A bit better, but I was just wondering if you could do a prayer for my wife as well.
Wait, where's the wife? Is she here? Oh, I can't see the forest for the trees, Julie. God bless you. You know, generally, as a rule, I do pray for the family as well. Because it's not easy on families, is it, when a partner gets sick? And let's can we pray for you? Do you have physical? You need physical healing too?
Yes.
What do you need healing from?
There's a few things, but depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
Anxiety is a big one.
Yep.
And I've got something called polycystic ovarian syndrome, which causes a lot of physical symptoms that are very tough to get on top of, like weight gain and hormonal imbalance.
Do you have pain from that?
No, but the weight that I'm carrying has made osteoarthritis a lot worse. I've got quite
severe
arthritis in my right foot.
Are you taking medication for
Yeah.
that?
Yeah.
You don't need pain because the medication takes it away. Do you have any symptoms at all?
I get pain and stiffness in my right great toe and in my lower back.
Do you feel it now?
I always feel it in my toe.
Can we pray? What's your name?
Carly.
Can you pray for Carly? You know, she's got a sick husband who God is healing at the moment and touching. But she's got this also some medication for all sorts of stuff. Pain in the toe, gets it in the back. Can you pray for her right now? She needs a miracle from Jesus. Just relax. Don't pray. Just relax. Jesus, right now, touch her emotions. God, I come against all the stress right now. Set her free. Free. I command arthritis. God, I command the tummy to be healed. I command the polycystic ovaries to be healed right now. The sister dissolved. No more discomfort. And God, balance out her hormones. To return to normal weight, God. Heal her whole system, God. Her spine. Anxiety. Her toe. touch you right now, Jesus. Free. The osteoarthritis to go from her body and touch her mind, Jesus. Free. Peace for her mind too, Jesus. Peace. Oh, how's it feeling now? Just move your toe. How's that?
Yeah, it feels good.
Pain gone?
Good.
Yeah. It's gone now. Walk along. Give her a Lord a hand. The pain's gone from her toe. And that was there for how long?
Oh, many years.
How many years?
15 to 20 years at least.
Was it every day when you walked?
Yes.
So it's quite amazing what just happened.
It affects my gait and it sort of started to affect my hip as well.
So isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
You're walking pain free?
Yes. I can't feel the stiffness in there.
Stiffness got, give a little bit of a hand. That's great. Isn't that great? Come on, that is good news. This is, I'm serious, 2,000 years ago when he touched that leper, he hasn't changed. But you know what he looks for? He looks for people to dare and believe him. People like you. But because I'm no one special. I'm just someone who just decided one day I'm going to lay hands on the sick. I'm not anything special. I just read it in the scriptures. I thought, here's this word is truth. If this word is truth, it's going to work. And there are, God has given me a gift of healing, but believers can pray for the sick. The church needs this. The church, there's many Christians who are very ill who no one prays for or they don't believe in healing. The church needs this, don't they? All these years of suffering, now often I pray people lose weight like this because their hormones come back into alignment and... She needs that. How are you feeling, mate?
I'm just happy for her, too.
She's got no pain, mate.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you still feel that peace?
Yeah.
You're smiling, mate.
Yeah.
Come on, Jesus makes you happy. And Lord, let your power keep flowing through him.
Through the bowel.
Through the bowel. Every cancer cell to die. Come on, there's power in that name of Jesus. Power in that name of Jesus. Hey, mate, excuse me. What are you feeling now, mate?
Yeah.
Is your wife always lying on church floors?
No.
She does.
She's usually too busy looking after me.
What a lovely lady. Give him a hand, everybody. God bless you. Let's help her up. What happened to you then?
Just overcome.
What are you feeling right now?
Sort of a release. Not in my stomach's gone. Yeah.
Wow, it's good, isn't it? How's your tummy feel now? Any discomfort anywhere?
No discomfort in my toe.
Isn't God good? Hey, God bless you too. In fact, can we all pray for them both? Who knows? This brings a lot of stress to marriage, right? Can we just pray? What's in it? Carly, let's pray for Carly, Alex. Let's, you know, if we're Christians, we're family. No matter where we come from, we are connected. We are a family. Let's pray for them right now. Lord, bless this couple. Thank you for them right now. God, touch their marriage, their family, any children they have. And God, we thank you, God, as they leave here, your power keeps surging through them. And we declare they'll never, ever, ever be the same again. And devil, you're a liar. Jesus is alive. He's risen from the dead. Break any curse, any Freemasonry, witchcraft. I break in Jesus' name. Hey, God bless you both. Give them a hand, everybody. No, I don't want to do it. It's going to take too much time. You know, keep in mind, I could keep calling people out. And there's other people. That boy in the wheelchair there, he came to a meeting recently over there, and he walked, didn't he? The next day he was walking. And he's come for more prayer. But we're going to pray for everyone here today. But right now, I want to pray for you in your seats. You know, there's no distance in prayer. We had one guy who's blind and paralyzed in a wheelchair for 9 years, get out and walk in Australia. And he became one of the head security guys at Brisbane Airport, blind and paralyzed in a wheelchair. That was on the biggest TV programs in Australia. And all the doctors could say, they say, well, the change has been remarkable. We don't understand how it happened. They didn't want to get involved with it. Blind and paralyzed. But you know what? The same power that touched the leper is here. And God's arms, not so short, he cannot touch you in your seat. God heals, does many miracles like this. But as an act of faith, before I pray over you, and God's about to heal people right now, as an act of faith, put your hand on the part of your body where you need a miracle. Now, I know some of you mightn't have enough hands. But Jesus knows what you need. The power of the Holy Ghost is in this place. And all I ask is this, when I pray, just relax. Don't strive. Just receive what he's already accomplished on the cross of Calvary for you. I'm going to pray right now. Lord Jesus, right now, God, I break every curse. We declare the finished work of your cross right now. And God, we thank you what you're doing, what you've done. And right now, set them free, Jesus. I command pain leave bodies, pain leave heads right now, migraines and necks right now. Let shoulders be healed, damaged shoulders and spines right now. Tailbones right now be healed in Jesus' name. Arthritis, go in Jesus' name. Fibromyalgia, go in Jesus' name. God, heal damaged knees and damaged ankles. And plantar fasciitis and bone spurs and painful feet, varicose veins, swelling in the legs and the body. God, set them free. Every joint to be released. Rheumatoid arthritis. Be healed in Jesus' name. God, heal hands right now. Stiffness and pain go. Carpal tunnel. Damaged wrists and arms. Be healed now. Tendonitis, tennis elbow. God, now be healed in Jesus' name. Set them free, God. Break cancer right now. I command every cancer cell to die, every tumor to shrink and disappear. Be healed in the wonderful name of Jesus. God, set them free right now in Jesus' name. Set them free. Set them free right now. Heal stomachs right now in the name of Jesus. God, release their stomachs. Excuse me, lady, be quiet, please. Excuse me, ma'am, shh. Excuse me. I'm buying that right now. Be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, heal stomach cancer, stomach problems, irritable bowel right now. Stomachs be healed. Bladders right now. Incontinence right now. Every STD be healed right now. Got herpes right now. And hepatitis right now. All those viruses to be healed, Lord. Heal blood conditions right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed right now. Any blood condition, anemia right now, skin conditions, eczema and itchiness right now, psoriasis right now. God, heal right now. Heal stomachs right now. Heal kidneys and heal livers right now. Every problem of the abdomen right now. Endometriosis be healed right now. Cysts in the womb, on the ovaries right now be healed. Be healed from everything right now. Paralysis right now. Numbness, diabetes, neuropathy. Numb feet be healed and numb fingers right now. Let God, every disease be healed now. In the name of Jesus. God, heal hearts right now. Racing hearts, heart murmurs, chest pains, lung problems, emphysema and asthma. Let lungs be healed. Allergies be healed right now. Food allergies, dairy allergies, wheat allergies, nut allergies, whatever allergy, be healed. Pollen allergies right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Release them right now. Every disease right now. We thank you, Lord, for your healing power that's flowing through this place. Come, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, move. Touch every person right now of your power. Release them in your wonderful name. Every condition right now. Deliver them right now in your wonderful name. We thank you, God. Just start to thank him out aloud. Thank you, God, for touching us. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power that's flowing through us. We receive it right now by faith. We thank you, God, for setting us free. In your wonderful name, every disease, incurable disease, nerve diseases, Parkinson's disease right now, motor neuron disease right now, multiple sclerosis right now, every nerve disease, lupus right now, every disease be healed, deafness right now, deaf ears open right now, tinnitus, no more ringing right now, blindness right now, short-sightedness, blurred vision right now, macular degeneration, all blindness be healed now in Jesus' name, eyes open No long-sightedness or short-sighted vision. Heal them right now. Perfect eyesight be healed. Itchy eyes, running eyes, weeping eyes, all eyesight conditions, eye conditions be healed now in Jesus' name. Be healed. Amen. Now, right now, I want you to check yourself out. Check yourself out because, check out if you had like a sore shoulder, move your shoulder. If you had a lump, try and find that lump. You check out for symptoms right now. And God's been healing people. In fact, even before I started praying, God began touching people as I was praying for others. Check yourself out right now. And if you felt a symptom leave you, God heal you in some way, just put your hand up. You sense, even before I started praying or when I was praying then, something has left you. Just put your hand up right now. Where are you? Just come in here, mate. How did you feel God touch you, mate?
I just had, I don't know what it was, some sort of, they got it like a fatty tumor on my back, lower back, and it's just gone down about half.
Wow.
Yeah. It's actually, now I'd say it's like the size of a pea from the size of a potato. Just as I said.
Potato?
That.
Oh, like I feel like lunch. Potato. Chips. No, you have chips, mate, not boiled potatoes. Jeez, let the pea go. Yeah. Oh, I shouldn't say that, should I? No. We can pray for incontinence. Right now. Let him go now. In Jesus' name. As you stand there, it was shrinking. Others, where are you? Others here, guys. Check yourself out. So, God's been healing the shoulder here, where are you? It's a shoulder. God's been moving your shoulders right now. And someone had like a tendonitis situation, especially in your right arm. That pain's gone. Come out here, mate, right now. God bless you, mate. And what happened to you, mate?
Elbow. It was tennis elbow there and it's gone.
Lord of hand, everybody. And that was and that was there for how long?
Oh, about a year.
Every day?
Yep.
And as we were praying, you put your hand there?
Yes.
Isn't that amazing? And so when I spoke it out, did it leave?
It just was gone when we'd finished. Wow. It was warm during it.
Full heat. Mm. Isn't it amazing? You know, I never touched him. And God... If I had left him alone, that would have totally just gone all the way down. He just, in front of me, was going down on his back. Bless this man, Jesus. Good on you, mate. There's others here. Where are there? There's other people here. God's healing you. Somebody had like a, your wrist, and it was like a couple tunnel. That's gone. You move your wrist. That has gone from your... And there's someone else there. You had a problem with your shoulder. You move your shoulders now. That's gone. Where are you? God's released someone else from their shoulders. Raise your arms there. Some people say, well, if I put my hand up, that man could embarrass me. As if I embarrassed anybody. It's true. People always say to me, well, John, I got healed during the meeting, but at that time I didn't want to put my hand up. Where are you? God's healed. God does a lot more than what we see. Whose hand's up? Is your hand up? Come and hear this lady. Is it all right now? Come here. What's wrong with this lady? What's happening to this woman? How did God touch you?
I don't know. I had this bursitis for almost 1 year.
Yep.
And I could do only until here last week. I think even yesterday. Oh, now I can. I'm really surprised.
Give the Lord a hand, everybody. You know what? I tell you what happens. People sit in some of these meetings and they sit like this. They said, "I don't believe this. I don't believe in this sort of stuff." And God's about to heal them, but all they need is them to exercise their faith and do it. Bang. There's a man in the Bible who had a withered hand. And Jesus has told him to close his to move his hand, and all of a sudden he was healed, and the hand was made the same as the other one. Sometimes the action of doing something releases the healing, and some people God wants to heal them. They're sitting like this, and God can heal them at that moment, but they just sit there, and you're amazed when you moved it, didn't you?
Yeah, when you said shoulders, I thought, okay, let me try. Would it be me? I was looking for somebody else to raise the hand, but. I did it straight. I was surprised.
So how long has it been since you could do that? How long has it been since you could raise it like that?
Just now. I mean, like, I could do only until here. Like,
how long couldn't you get full movement for?
Okay, how long? I was saying, is 1 week, 1 year?
1 year. So how did this happen?
I think I was doing my master's and typing and sitting on the couch. And
she's got she's type of shoulder. Weird?
No, actually, it's surprising. It's not, I didn't expect that. I thought, okay, prayer works, but not instantly. It'll take a little while to heal it. I was having pain on my knee as well. Like last week, I had a problem. I thought, okay, when you're praying, I put my hand and said, okay, if not now, by next week I'll get healed, I was thinking. But I forgot about the shoulder because it's getting better slowly. But when you said shoulders, I was like, okay, let me try. And
God got you.
Yeah, that's a surprise for me.
What a hand, everybody. Hey, God bless you. Salvation. You know, what's going to happen right now? Pardon?
Actually, I have something else to ask for.
Actually, you come up later. Oh, yeah. You come up, we'll pray for you later. Because right now, this is very important. The most important thing isn't to be physically healed, is to know Jesus. And often people come to these meetings, and there might be people who don't even go to church. They've come because they need healing. But the most important thing is to know the healer, Jesus. And you know, there's a verse in the Bible in Revelation 3:20 where Jesus said, "Behold, is it word again, behold. Hey, pay attention. I stand at the door of your heart, and I knock." God's trying to get our attention. And it's like a knock. It's not like a physical knock, a knock on the door, but it's a drawing of his spirit. And the Holy Spirit draws us to truth, draws us to Christ. And so he's trying to get our attention. He said, if you'd hear my voice, and the Holy Spirit speaks to us, we can be sitting here, and it's like the Lord says, you know what? It's about time you got back to church again. You know what? It's about time you forgave that person. Or, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to us. And he says, if anyone would hear my voice, if they would open the door of their heart to me, he said, I'll come into them. With some people, Jesus is like he's on the outside or he's 1,000 light years away. But God has called us to know him intimately, for Christ to live in our hearts, walk with us every day. You know, when I pray for people, it's not John Mellor's power that's flowing. It's a Christ that lives in me. He lives in me. He's filled me with his Holy Spirit. The power of God flows from me. And so God wants to live in our hearts. It's an amazing, amazing thing that God, who made the universe, wants to know us so intimately. So right now, I'm going to pray a very simple prayer. And it's a prayer just to open our hearts, to allow him to come. It's a prayer for forgiveness of our sins. It's a prayer to acknowledge he is Lord. The Bible is very clear about eternity, heaven and hell. Jesus preached all that, and he's the way, the truth, and the life. So right now, I want to invite us to bow our heads and close our eyes. And I'm going to say a very simple prayer. It's a prayer simply that we can open our hearts to Jesus. Let's pray this prayer right now, all together, out aloud. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you today. Please come into my life. Forgive me for my sins. I thank you, Lord, you died on the cross for me. And you rose again from the dead. Now I declare that you are Lord. And thank you, Lord, you've promised you'll never leave me nor forsake me. And thank you, Lord, for eternal life, a home in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You know, there's many ways you can say that same prayer. It really is, hey, God, here I am. Here I am. And so is anyone here, you prayed that prayer for the first time? Maybe you've not even been to church before. Or maybe you're a Christian and you realize, you know what, it's about time I got my life right with God. And you sense that the Holy Spirit drawing you, tugging your heart to get things right. And you said, man, I need to get things right with God. I need to get back to church again. I need to keep going with God. So if you prayed that prayer to get right with God, come to God for the first time and get things right with him, just raise your hand. Anyone here like that? You prayed that prayer. Either come to him for the first time or get things right with him? Anyone here? You know, I know this is a Sunday morning, and most people would be church people of this church or other churches. But anyone here? You know, I take nothing for granted. Anyone here? But I want to encourage you, if you pray the prayer, he has heard you. And I encourage you, you might be someone who even goes to church. Don't stay home. If you live in this area, this is a great church. This church here, they invite us because they believe in the supernatural. They believe in praying for the sick. Especially if you're sick, you need to belong somewhere that can stand with you. And long after Drew and I leave, they'll stand with you and keep praying for you, encouraging you and training you. So if you live in the area, there's a great church here. Great worship, great pastors, great team here. So I encourage you. But God has heard you. God has heard you. And once again, I really want to thank Pastor Glenn and Judy and the team. Give them a hand, everybody. Because by inviting us here, they made a way for all of you to come and get prayer. And it's God's grace. But we want to stir people up in their faith. So thanks for having us, guys. We appreciate it very much. They're great people. I had a good time from last night. And a great church. Great presence of God. So what's going to happen? I'm going to hand it over to Pastor Glenn right now. And then we're going to come back soon. We'll pray for everyone soon.
John and Julie, you've truly blessed us, haven't they? Let's give them a good old Kiwi applause. We honour you and we want to honour you. And we're going to take up a love gift for these people. You know, they don't stand up here and say, you know, if you do this and give some money, then you'll be truly blessed. But we are blessed as we give. But they're not trying to extract the dollars out of you. They're trying to give the praise to Jesus, and we respect that. And in their little brief, they give us that, you know, don't make a big thing about the offering. And but we really want to bless these guys, don't we? And some bags are just going to be handed around now for a love gift that would bless them in their ministry. And what they do is they're just committed to this, and they just operate on the gifts and the tithes and the blessings from other people. And as you give, this is going to bless their ministry and just enable them to continue on bringing that presence and their blessing of Jesus to many, many other people. So those bags are just going to be passed now, and we just really want to bless you. We honor you in what you do. It's a wonderful ministry. We thank you for your hearts, that you're continuing pointing to Jesus. Not about you, it's about him. But we just want to honor these guys with a wonderful love gift to them. G'day, mate. How are you? Julie's just going to share a little bit, but that brings the formal part of the service to, well, not to a conclusion, because there's coffee and tea served in the foyer, in the cafe. You're welcome to enjoy some light refreshments, but from here on, John's just going to be praying for people that need healing and would like some prayer, and our pre-ministry team will be ministering with them as well. And so you can stay in here, you can grab a cup of tea and some refreshments and then come back in if you want as well.
Thanks, Pastor Glenn. Just quickly, in a moment, John will organise a prayer queue. But if you have any questions or would like to see some of the resources we have, I'll be over there by the door. If you'd like to know more about John's ministry and his background, how he came to have this ministry, his first book is his autobiography called Miracles from the Dust. It's about his upbringing in a non-Christian, very dysfunctional family in Brisbane, and then about his salvation at the age of 20 after a serious motorcycle accident, and then how he eventually became a missionary pastor in the remote Northern Territory of Australia amongst the Aboriginal communities there. And that's where the miracles first happened in the 1990s. And then in the year 2000, John was called overseas and a revival broke out in Scotland in a church outside Glasgow. And John ministered in that church every week for 8 months because the newspapers started reporting on the miracles, making front pages and double spreads, and people were coming from all over the world for prayer. And the only reason that revival ended was that so many people were coming, the the church was exhausted. They asked him to go. So he's been traveling and ministering nonstop elsewhere and everywhere since then. So this book is full of photos and testimonies of people healed from conditions only God can heal, that not even medicine has an answer for. So things like cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, brain tumors leaving, people receiving recreative miracles of new body parts, new eardrums, new spines, people getting out of wheelchairs who are told they never walk again, people being instantly delivered from drug and alcohol addiction, children being healed from autism and so on. So it's a wonderful book to build faith and to see how everyone had their own journey and story in coming to receive their miracle. And every year we minister in Europe, and the last 2 or 3 years we've been there, everyone whose testimony is in this book, mainly Scottish people from that revival time, they're all still healed and they're all serving God in some way. Some are pastors now. Some are evangelists, some work in their church healing rooms, some are missionaries. That book is also available on a 4-CD audiobook. Yesterday we presented a teaching seminar here where we taught about biblical principles for receiving healing and praying for the sick. So if you didn't make but interested, know John's teaching and more about what the Bible says about healing, that's in this book, Keys to Healing. That is also available on a 4-CD audiobook. Or we do have our live seminar recorded at an earlier time, recorded on CD and DVD. So if you had hoped to be that the seminar yesterday and couldn't make it, that's essentially what we covered yesterday. John's third book is called Releasing Healing. One of the most common hindrances we find in the prayer queue if people aren't getting a change or complete breakthrough in their healing could be if you're holding on to unforgiveness or bitterness and resentment. And the Bible's very clear. When you stand praying for anything, if you hold anything against anyone, including yourself or against God too, you need to forgive them or yourself, so that God can also forgive and release you. And you're really in a stalemate until that happens. And healing and forgiveness go together as a part of the package Jesus has purchased on the cross. And sometimes, you know, people have had terrible abuses and hurts in the past. And forgiveness is a choice to obey God's command that we forgive. It doesn't mean you're accepting or condoning abuses of the past. It doesn't mean you have to form relationships with people who have hurt you. It just means you're choosing to hand your past over to God, and it opens up the way for His grace to come and take the pain and sting out of the worst memories and emotions. And there's great power and healing on the other side of that decision to choose to forgive, even though your memories and your emotions might be screaming out against it. So in this book, John shares testimonies of people he's had to forgive throughout his Christian walk. And yesterday he shared a lot about his father, who was always a cruel, sadistic, alcoholic man. John chose to forgive him when he became a Christian, but he thought the father was too hard for God to ever reach. But at the age of 69, John's father had a more radical encounter with Christ even than John had. And he actually, the father, overtook John in his Christian walk for a time, because the father started believing in miracles before John did, because he became a mad Benny Hinn fan. And he used to be always sending videos of Benny Hinn to John. And so for the last 20 years of John's father's life, he became a loving, godly man when he'd been the complete opposite before that. And the second chapter is about John having to forgive his first wife who left him for another man when the miracles first started in the Northern Territory. And John talks about the pain of working through that so that he and his children could walk free. And there's a great chapter in there that addresses what the Bible has to say about the importance of forgiveness and healing. John's fourth book is called Be Anxious for Nothing, A Journey of Healing Depression, Fear and Addiction. This is a specific John's testimony of being healed from these things. The first half of the book details John's family history. There's a distinct long generational line, or curse, if you like, of mental illness and alcoholism going back many, many generations. Came down to John as a child, and then as a teenager, he became a teenage alcoholic. But when John became a Christian, he started to learn and apply Christian principles for healing. And eventually he was set free from the depression, from many fears, from many anxieties, and from the alcohol addiction, each in a different way. And the second half teaches the steps and the biblical principles he applied to his life to get that freedom. And again, many other people have read this book and received a revelation of something they could apply in their life. And yesterday I just shared a testimony. There was a guy who was given this actually in Auckland at another church we minister at not too far away. He actually wasn't a Christian, but he's wife was working in the church. The pastor gave him the book, and he'd had depression for 30 years. He was only a young man, and he read the book. He started speaking some of the scriptures, even though he wasn't a Christian. And a week after reading the book, he said he was awakened at night and he felt a physical touch on his head and he felt the words, I love you. And then the depression lifted off and he was totally delivered. And now he's a Christian. He actually works part-time in that church, is doing graphics and things. So it's an extraordinary miracle. You know, even someone who wouldn't, but so desperate that they just read the book, but just started speaking scripture and God, you know, met him more than halfway, I'd say. Yesterday, I also shared my testimony. My book is called Searching for Healing from the New Age to Jesus. My background's different from John's, and I grew up in a normal family, no dysfunction there, but I grew up a really hard atheist and never thought I'd believe in God. But I went through a crisis in my life where I needed a miracle, otherwise I thought life wasn't worth living. But I chose to give God 1 month's trial to show him if he was real. But in that month, I looked in the wrong places for healing because no one had ever shared with me about Jesus healing or the church praying. And so I looked through the New Age, and the things I was looking at I didn't even realize were of the New Age, because there are many subtle things out there that are forever working their way into all areas of life. You find them in pharmacies, in health food shops, at some nutritionists, some beauty therapists even, some physical therapists, some doctors have learnt these things on the side. And I'm talking about things like yoga and acupuncture and Reiki healing and homeopathy, for example. And you know, many of these things on the surface just look like they're exercise or relaxation or herbal, but many of these things actually come from spiritual roots that often are from false religions that call on or look to false gods, which are demonic things that can answer. So when you in desperation try these things without realizing it, you can potentially open demonic doors which can make your situation worse. So in this I talk about many things I tried. I didn't get any healing at all through these things. I got worse, and I also lost thousands of dollars. So eventually, you know, I wanted to know what the Bible said about healing, and that's when Jesus and the Holy Spirit got me. So this is for people who just want to know more about the things out there to be careful of, and just to guard yourself. Or if you've perhaps been desperately searching in all places and you're not sure if what you've tried is spiritually safe, that will give you answers. There's prayers there. If you have been dabbling in the wrong place, it's just a question of just saying, Jesus, please forgive me for being involved in that. I renounce that in your name, Jesus. Set me free. I've also written a prayer book called Healing Prayers and Declarations. John and I both know the power of speaking healing scripture aloud over our lives to bring healing. John actually got free from depression by declaring who he was in Christ, and I got free from overwhelming panic and anxiety attacks that came on me, went through my crisis. So the first half of this book is healing scripture, phrased in a way that you can claim and speak aloud the promises of God. And the second half is full of prayers to repent of sins, to break generational curses, and pray for yourself and friends and family in all areas of life, not even just for healing, but for things like relationships and finances and favor at work and sleep and so on. Now, I married John because I thought if I marry John, I'll never get sick. And I call him my prayer slave. You can't have him and marry him as a prayer and have him as a prayer slave, but I do make him available on weekends at churches. But we've recorded John praying much longer prayers where he names and breaks and binds all sorts of sicknesses. So just like he prayed over you in your seats, we've recorded those prayers where he, but they're much longer on the CD and DVD. We've got a lot of people who listen to these each day, you know, as they're driving to work or as they fall asleep, and we're constantly getting testimonies of people healed from all sorts of things. So this is just a way to sit under the anointing that's on John's life. So these are available over there. They're also available through our website, which is johnmeller.org. Many of you might already follow us on social media. If not, we're on Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. Every day we share a new miracle testimony of what God's been doing through our ministry. Many of you are here because you've seen those clips and it's given you hope that Jesus can heal you. Many people find salvation that way. I film the beginning of our meetings, obviously looking to record healing testimonies. We don't put everything we film on our social media or YouTube channel, but if there's a healing or a significant improvement, there's a chance we will add that. But we also do respect people's privacy. So if anyone was prayed for and healed at the start and has a reason not to want to share, please let me know. But it really is just people like yourselves who Google their condition, they come across the clips, and many of you are here because of the clips. So they're a really powerful witness that Jesus still heals today, and many people find healing and salvation because of that. John?
Talk for a few minutes, 2 minutes, about keeping your healing.
Yet many of you are yet to come forward for prayer, so you're going to get prayer, and many of you are going to be healed before you leave today, or the healing will start. And you know, the Bible often says from that hour or as they went, the healing continued. So don't think that it always has to be instant. Very often healing is. But just keep thanking Jesus after the prayer and see what happens when you get home tonight, when you wake up in the morning. Many people find they're healed even, you know, from the hour in the next days to come. Once you're healed and the symptoms go, know that that's yours to keep. But be aware, the Bible says we've got an enemy in Satan. He can try to rob and steal from us. So even if it was as soon as you sat back in your seat, if any symptom was to try to come back on you, suspect it could be a bluff of the enemy getting you to think that the healing wasn't real or it didn't last, or maybe even in weeks or months if you bend over and pain comes back on you, you think, oh, I did something to bring that back. Watch out for tricks like that. The devil will often look to take advantage of you when you're tired in the middle of the night, when you're feeling a little bit low. Watch out for that. If you are a Christian, you've got the authority to use Jesus' name in prayer. You've got the Holy Spirit with you. If any symptom tries to come back, you need to rebuke it. So you lay hands where that symptom is and you say, I refuse to accept this back. In Jesus' name, I'm healed. Devil, get your hands off me. And you rebuke it forcefully because you're talking to a spirit that's trying to test you out. So you talk to it as if it's trying to steal your wallet and you tell it where to go. And you might need to do it a few times. Not everybody's tested like that, but we don't like anyone to lose the healing. So just let that thing know you know your authority in Christ and rebuke it off you.
Hey, thanks, Julie. Maybe Pastor Glenn, do you want to say anything? And keep in mind that this church believes in healing. And Glenn, if you're a pastor, Glenn, you've got a team that wants to pray for us. That's be great.
Yep.